Thank you, good morning. We spoke about surprise that he said it to me now, that he said that I came to learn with you in Hebrew. And for me it is a surprise. Why surprise? Because first of all, to learn for me is of course Hebrew. I heard Hebrew in my yeshivot. I heard Hebrew in my koilelim. I teach in Hebrew in yeshivot and in cities in Israel only in Hebrew. And to explain Yam Shel Shlomo, Reb Shloimeh Luria, to explain him in English, I thought about it. How can I explain the idea of Reb Shloimeh Luria in English? And now you tell me that it's okay to speak in Hebrew. So excellent. We can start. And before that, I want to tell you one thing. I want to give you a small gift. I see a lot of faces that I saw yesterday, and I know that you hear a lot of stories, too much stories for me. So now this is the time to learn. And because of that, first of all, this is my book, this two halakim that I want to give to you and to give here and to put it here. And because of that, you can find the continuation of this shiur, you can find here with a lot of sugyot. Even Sugyot of Beis Din. Of course, Sugyot of Beis Din, because we have every place we see people, every place we know that we have problems. We know it's not a surprise, because even that 5,000 years ago, people moved from place to place on the donkey maybe or horse, and today, by air, by plane, but you know, it's the same soul of the person. The soul of the person is for him, can give him a way, a goal, how to go, from where to go, to where to go. And this is the important thing. And because of that, we need to take the rules, the values of Torah with us, and according to that, to compare this to our days, because it not change the soul of the people, and we have a lot of problems of Beis Din. But I want to start with you to learn the Gemara Bavakame and to understand with you, like you can see. And I saw that Rabbi Meizel took the page from my office, and you know, to use with my office page. Yes, yes, I see it. Tonu Rabbonon. Tonu Rabbonon. Ukvar shalcha malchut Romi shnei sardiotot etzel chachmei Yisrael. The Romans sent two generals to learn Torah. And they didn't accept all the things. They didn't like all the things. And Chachomi tried to explain them. And the end is that they keep silent, in secret, the things that they hear from Jewish people. They are loved people, and they know that the Romans can't understand it. And because of that, ודבר זה אין אנו מודיעים אותו למלכות. This knowledge, we don't give it to the people of Rome, because they don't like it. This is the end. Ask the Tosfot, למדונו תורתכם. Ask the Tosfot. You can see in Tosfot למטה, ואם תוימר, ואמרינן וחגיגיה מלמד תורה לא עובד כוכבים, over Be'esed Emagid Barav Liyakov. You can see, ask Tosfot in the Gemara Chagige, is the Torah is only for Jewish people. Only the Jewish soul can understand Torah. So, how can you teach to non-Jews to teach them Torah? How can you do it? But if you know that they can't understand, and maybe they'll go to tell to the Rome's kingdom, and the Rome's kingdom maybe will be angry on the Jews, and maybe want to kill them. So why they taught the officers of Rome's? V'yesh lo imar. The first answer is the Baal Kochom osu al pi divrei Malchus. They taught them against their will, following a royal edict. They were afraid about the Romans, and because of that, they did it. So the first answer of Tosfot is they didn't want to teach Torah to non-Jews, but they can't do another way. And please change the page. Ve'lo nitchayvu limsor atzmam. The first answer of Tosfot is they don't need to be moiser nefesh. They no have an obligation to be moiser nefesh about this. But second, inami, the second answer, say asu atzmam geirim. They made themselves like they came to convert themselves, and because of that, to teach someone to convert, this is okay. This is two answers of Tosfot. The Maharshal, Reb Shloim Eluria, is a very famous rabbi. In the generation of Ramo, Rabbi Moshe Iserlish, Maharshal, I'm sure that you rabbis showed you from time to time a Maharshal Chochma Shloime on the page, every page of Gemore, and of course, Yam Shel Shlomo, this is his Aloche book. And he learned this. Someone had enough time to learn this, or I need to explain it from the beginning? Wow. Okay. Said Yam Shel Shloime. He brought the Gemore, he brought the Tosfot, and please look at me here, in the right side of his sins, after Tosfot. Umashma mikan. You can understand from Tosfot. Mashma mikan, deloi shori lilmod Torah legoi af mishum shlom malchus. Even you are afraid from the kingdom, you don't allowed to teach Torah to non-Jews. According to the first answer of Tosfot, yes, it is okay because it's you don't need to be moiser nefesh about it. But according to the second answer, you must moiser your nefesh, even you are afraid from the malchus. So, and because of that, I have a kal vachomer. Mishum schar hana'a, im lo begzera v'echach, said Maharshal, and he poisek, that you need to say, if someone, non-Jews, ask you something, you need to tell him exactly what is the halacha said. And you can't change the mind, you can change the details of the halacha. You must tell him all the details of halacha. Even he likes it, even he unlikes this. But you must tell him exactly the halacha. Even he'll be angry, and he angry of you, and maybe he want to kill you. You must tell exactly the halacha. because the example of the Gemara in Bava Kamma that I jump off this, but you can see there is something that it's a privilege to Jews and the non-Jews must pay to Jew. They didn't like it. Of course not. But they said that if we'll go back to kingdom and we tell them about this, that the non-Jews who do something wrong, he need to pay. And if the Jew did the same, the Jew didn't need to pay about it. And the kingdom can want to kill Jews. Even though you can't change any details, any word. You need to say exactly the Torah. And because of that, said the Yam Shel Shloime, that ve'oy lahem le'otam shenimtzum. It's okay, maybe someone wants to hear me more than you. He couldn't come because of that he called. Yeah. הם לא שינו את המשמעות, הם שינו מילה. הם לא שינו את המשמעות, כשהם הורידו את המילה, כשהם הורידו את המילה ארנבת, שפן, ובמקום זה הם אמרו מרבר רגליים, זה אותו דבר, זה משמעות של מרבר רגליים. כשהם שינו בראשית ברא אלוקים לאלוקים ברא בראשית, זה בדיוק אותה המשמעות. להפך, בבראשית ברא אלוקים הם עלולים לטעות שיש אדון בראשית שהוא ברא את אלוקים. אז להפך, הם לא שינו את התוכן, הם שינו את הסדר כדי שאנשים לא ייטעו להבין דבר לא נכון. אבל שום דין לא השתנה. תעקוב אחרי כל השינויים, כמו רבי מגילה מביאה את זה. רש"י שם מזכיר עוד כמה דברים. כל השינויים אין בהם אחד שמשנה משמעות, אלא להפך. השינוי היה כדי שלא יפרשו משמעות לא נכונה. זה כמו רבי מגילה. And continue the Yam Shel Shlomo. You can see in the other side here, Gam Sham Inan, here in the left side, Gam Sham Inan Meha, De Asur Leshanot Divrei Torah, Afki Hasakana, De Chayav Limsor Nafsho Aleha. Chayav Limsor Nafsho Aleha. And he continued about it, and I want to jump. After that, you can see here the alken, and because of that, alken heshivu haemet al kedushat Hashem. You must say the correct, the truth, even that he want to kill you, because this is the mitzvah of kiddush Hashem. And he asks himself your question about Talma Yamelech. That Gezer 70 sages, 72 sages to know the ומעשה בתלמי המלך שכנה 72 זקנים ושינו התורה הטעם מן שמיה עודי הסכימו בעדיו וכן רוח הקודש היה וכנית הטעם נתן הקודש ברוך הוא בלב כל אחד דעה ועל פי הדיבור ועוד הטעם לא שינו שום דבר ממשמעותו אלא שינו הלשון, דלא יהפכו למינות. אבל לומר על הפתוח, חייב או להפך, הווי כופר בתורת מוישה. Someone who changed anything, is כופר in תורת משה. Very important. And he gave for us a ראיה. מה לי דיבור אחד, מה לי כל התורה? It's not different between to change one word or all the Torah. It is the same. Kedeita pergimel de yoma. Omar Rav kol ha-shoychech dovor echod mikol talmudoi. Goyrem golus lebonov. Dovor echod. Only one thing. Shenemar batishkach toiras elokecho. Eshkach bonecho gam ani. Alma de dovor echod mitoiro. Unikra toiras Hashem. If you forget one thing, it's all the Torah. If you change one thing, it's all the Torah. Okay. My problem is, that you can see in the Shulchan Aruch, and all the poskim, they didn't bring it. They didn't say it. I can tell you, for example, that in the Holocaust, from time to time, people took their kippah out. That they didn't recognize them like Jews. This is only custom, of course. It's not exactly Dovor Echod. But we didn't hear about it from the Shulchan Aruch and Noise Kalim. I found a Ritvo. Ritvo in Psochim Cafe. Dav Cafe. Yesterday night, I saw it, I checked myself. Ritvo Psochim Cafe said that the Muslims are Oivdei Kehovim, not like the Rambam. The famous Rambam said that Muslims are not Oivdei Kehovim because they believe of one God. But said Ritvo, because that if you believe that Muhammad, he is a man, he is a prophet, if you believe in him, so you change something from the Torah and you are kofrim Torah Moshe. So the Muslim are Oivdei Kehovim are kofrim in Torah Hashem. Ritvo Psochim. So Ritvo and the Yam Shel Shloimeh, but I didn't see like this all the around the Torah. But if I want to share you a story, famous story. Gemore in Gittin speaks about Kamsa and Bar Kamsa. And I'm sure that all of you remember that someone insult other, and all the Rabbonim there were quiet, and he went to Caesar of Rome, and he told him that this is for him. The Jews want to kill him, and because of that, the Caesar sent a cow, a korban, for Jews, and he brought it to Elter. He brought it, but in the way, he did something wrong, that it's a mum, a small mum, that he knew that Chachomim, when they checked the korban, they can't take it to a korban. And when the Chachomim saw it, they thought maybe to bring it to the altar, lakrir the korban. Why? Because they're afraid from the Malchus. Said Reb Zachariah ben Avkulas, I'm sorry, you can't do it, because this is, maybe they can learn from us that we bring a korban even if it's with mum. After that, said Sokhachomim, maybe to kill him, that he didn't say to Caesar, the Jews didn't bring his korban. But said Reb Zachariah ben Avkulas, Yoimru, they can learn from here. They can learn that what? That someone who poisel a korban, we need to kill him. And in all truth, so they didn't do like this, didn't do like this. He went to the Caesar and said, and after that, Rabbi Yochanan said that on Bertanuto of Rabbi Yochanan ben Avkulas, Echrivet Beiteinu, Sarfat Eichaleinu, Iglitanu Me'arceinu. If we learn this, we thought that maybe the psak of Reb Zachariah ben Avkulas is wrong, it's not correct. Why? Because if it's correct, the Chachomim didn't say that he was a machriv of Beis HaMikdosh. But if you pay attention. Reb Zachariah ben Avkulas didn't say anything. He said, Yoimru. Maybe someone would teach from us to kill the man who poisel. Maybe someone would learn from us that if someone we have a common posul, it's okay. He didn't say exactly what to do. What did he say? Maybe they would learn from us. What is the meaning of this? And he found in Rishonim, Yichusei Tanoim Vamoroim. It's a book of Rishonim, Reb Kleinimus, one of the Balei Tosfos. And he said that Reb Zachariah ben Avkulas is correct, because that to learn from him, this is the main, the importance for us. Like Maharshal, Reb Shlomo Lurie, Yam Shel Shlomo. You didn't allow to change halacha. And I want to tell you the explanation of this. I think that Rebbe Elchanan Wasserman said the same in Koivetz Shiurim, in the Chelek Sheini, in the Kuntres Dibre Soifrim. The responsibility on the rabbi is more than responsibility of every Jew. The responsibility of chief rabbi of city is more responsible than the rabbi of community. The responsibility of the high Supreme Court, the chief rabbi, is more than the responsible of rabbi of city. And I want to explain it. I want to give you an example. I was close very much. I had the privilege to be close to a few rabbis. And one of them was Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Something amazing. I feel I had a benefit from this time that I lost him. 23 years. Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach told me, when I began to be a rabbi, we spoke about a lot of small and important details of halacha. And he gave me an example. I'm writing in my right hand, but I'm sure that here have a lot of pupils that write in their left hand. Yes? Who is in left hand? Who is Iter? Please, show me. 1, 2, 3, that's all? Oh, I see more. Okay. In Sukkot, all the writers, I said writers, all of them must take the lulav in their right hand and the esrog in their small hand. And measure them together. But lulav, this is 3 minim, and esrog is only 1, because of that, in the right hand, in the important hand, he needs to take in his right hand lulav, and in his left hand the esrog. And if someone is a lefter, smali, I said lefter, but he needs to take the lulav in his left hand and esrog in his right hand. Did you do it? Last Sukkot. If someone didn't do it, okay, he will do it in the next Sukkot. But Even you do something till Sukkot, what do you need to do? Said Reb Shlomo Zalman, Rabbi, even all his sins is in his left hand, he must take the lulav in his right hand. Why? Because all the people in the community look at him. Look to be sure that he made the correct way. I told him, excuse me, all the people didn't know if I'm right or left. He said, he gave me an example and tried to do it, but not now. Why don't now? He told me, close your eyes and think, if all the people of one of your shiurim, I have a lot of shiurim. I had the privilege to give a lot of shiurim. When I was a chief rabbi of Modi'in, I had 17 weekly shiurim without daf yomi every morning. And it was, for me, I missed it. I tried to give a lesson, but not weekly. Here and here and here. And he asked me, please, close your eyes and tell me who is the people around you that have glasses. And even I'm with a good memorial, I remember a lot of details, but I closed my eyes and I thought, and I have mistakes. In the first shiur of Sunday night, second night, because I have a lot of mistakes. Because this is, people didn't pay attention. Gemara said that we didn't pay attention about the things that's not important. And because of that, told me Reb Shlomo Zalman, you are a rabbi. All the people, they didn't pay attention if you are with right hand or small or left. But if you take the lulav in your left hand, all the community will take the lulav in your left hand. If you are a rabbi, you need to pay attention that people look at you. And because of that, I understand. Reb Zecharia ben Abkula told them, you can say something not exactly because it's Pikuach Nefesh. Yes, you can change something. But if you are Beit Din HaGadol, Lishkat HaGazit in Yerushalayim, you can't do it. You are Beit Din HaGadol, all the people learn from you. You don't have the privilege to make mistakes, because your mistakes will go to be a lot of mistakes in the world. And because of that, I understand the Yom Shel Shloime. He spoke about that the officers of Rome came into the place of Chachmei Yisrael. In those times, it's not in Yerushalayim, it was in Yavne. But they can't say anything not exactly correct to the Halacha. Someone maybe can change things, but not Beit Din HaGadol. You know, person is only a person. And to my high court, received a lot of cases from all the Beit Din in Israel. From time to time, I can see that Beit Din in, for example, Petah Tikva, made a mistake. He saw the case, he didn't see the people. You know, you need to see the people to understand them. And I see it.
And I check myself again and again to be sure that I didn't do any mistake. My day in Beit Din HaGadol is Tuesday. Do you know why? Because the Shir Shel Yom of Tuesday, what is this? Elohim Nitzav Ba'adav Kel. Kodesh Baruch Hu is with Beit Din. My prayer every Tuesday is, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, today I need you something special. Every day, every time I need you. But today I need you to understand the case, to understand the people, and to understand the case, the problem. For example, last week I had a problem. One case that the mother teaches her daughters not to see their father. She got married again. And she had another husband. And for her, her new husband is excellent for her daughters. But you forgot to help people, to help your daughters to recognize their father. It is a very big mistake. Maybe when they will be 25 years old, they look for their fathers. Because from time to time, in the teenage, the teenagers make a lot of mistakes with the connection between them to their parents. No, of course not you. Of course not. But you know, everywhere. And we tried to fix the mistakes that the Beit Din in Petah Tikva made, that say, okay, you said that your children have a father, even if it's not biological father, it is okay. And I said, no, it's okay for them, yes, but it's not enough. Everyone needs his father and his mother. But the Beit Din in Petah Tikva saw the case. And we, in the Beit Din HaGadol, we looked to speak with the people and to saw the people and the case together. To understand exactly what is the point of problems there. Because of that, my family know that every Monday night they can't speak with me anything. Because I learn their cases, I try to understand them. I took in my bag to the flight to Israel tomorrow afternoon, I took in my bag the cases that I'll sit there on Tuesday. Because that you need to learn and to understand and to be sure that your mistake is very big mistake, because all the Beit Din around the country and more can learn from you. Because of that, you need to check yourself. This is our goal, to help people, to understand people, and to help them to go according to the Torah. This is the goal of every rabbi. And I was yesterday very happy to see that the rabbi of Beit did it. He does it excellent. And I can tell you that this is, of course, very big responsibility. But my responsibility is to be on the rabbis, on the Beit Din, and on the people. I'm not of Zechariah ben Avkulas. I'm not the sages Chachmei Yisrael in Yavne. I hope to be, I try to be, but I know the tools, that they are bigger, of course, than me. But every generation, Kodesh Baruch Hu asks him that this is the people that need to take responsibility about it. And according to the Torah, not to change any word from Torah, but to be mekare people to Torah, we smile, we love, and we pay attention about your words. Because one word that I speaking in Yerushalayim, in the same second, you can hear it here in Toronto. So when Chachomim said, Chachomim is Arubi Dibreichem, if you are not, you know the truth, that you are not so Chachom. But you need to pay attention because people can take and do mistakes because of your words. I thank you for the opportunity to stand and to learn with you. And as I said, I put it here. And Yishma Chacham Yosef Lekach. And if someone has something to tell me about one of these shiurim, this is my pleasure. Thank you.